Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. I hope your week has been good. Are you well?
Oh, I praise the Lord. I'm very well. I thank God.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Always, always a pleasure to have you here on board. Now, we are talking today about hypertension. And over the last few weeks, we've been learning about heart health, and one of the major symptoms of heart disease is hypertension. So we'll be focusing on hypertension today. Doc, what is hypertension actually?
Yes, it is when the pressure of the blood is higher than it should be. You see, the body works in a balance, we'll call it homeostasis. Mm. There must be ranges of what, how the body should operate, like the temperature of the body, there is a certain range. We have the pH of the blood and everything that is in the cells and all sorts. They have a range of which we have normalcy. And so is the pressure that is pushing, or let's say pumping the blood, because the heart is a pumping machine. And it's got to push, and there's a pressure for doing that. And in between the pumping of blood, there is a resting phase also that must be there. Because you see from, I think, the what, when the fetus is in the womb, the heart start pumping, and it's going to be pumping from then in the womb till death. So throughout life, that organ has no rest. So it's got to do its work. Therefore, it's got to be in the best of health.
And
the pressure at which it is doing its work is very, very, very important.
Now, what causes hypertension then?
Several things. For some people, well, they say it's hereditary. Research science says for some people, it runs in the family because of hereditary factors, predisposition to what is known as atherosclerosis. Mm-hmm. That is, there is a buildup of plaque in the arteries. And to some, they just inherit it. But I am learning and continue to understand that that must be hereditary, and there are genes that we have. But then if lifestyle do not trigger these activities, they do not cause damaging effects for a person. And so though we have genes and so on passed down from our parents, but then we also learn socially from our parents. So the way my mother cooks is the way I'm likely to cook. So if she eats a lot of fat, that's what I got used to, and that's what I have learned to do, and that's what I'm likely to do. So there is hereditary, but then there is also the social factor. And then the way we eat, what we eat, when we eat, these are factors that will also be responsible for whether we have high blood pressure or not. Whether we smoke or do not smoke, or how much stress we allow to give us enough adrenaline in the blood that narrows arterial walls. All these factors, they make the arterial wall narrowed, and that is the primary reason why the heart cannot pump blood easily, and it's got to do it under high pressure.
Oh, man.
So these are some of the reasons why hypertension happens.
Goodness gracious me. Now, when one has got hypertension, of course, it affects, you say, you know, the functioning and how the heart pumps, et cetera, as you mentioned. But are there other symptoms of hypertension specifically?
You know, that is the sad part of anything related to heart disease. Yes, there are other problems in the world that are very silent, but this is one of the most dangerous silent killer. You may not have any symptoms at all.
Goodness.
And if I can put myself in the air right there, I remember one time I was running helter-skelter from full-time school to full-time work and just going beyond my normal, my capacity. Mm. And I joined my church to run a hypertension check program. Mm. And then I said, yeah, check my blood pressure too. And this lady was checking it one time. He took another speak, checked it second time. I said, don't you know how to do it? He said, I do know how to do it, but doc, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked that your blood pressure is this high. I said, are you kidding me? Mm. Yes, that day my blood pressure, yeah, it was high. I had to treat it. I had to take care of it. Because once you start running helter-skelter, you may be doing all the activities and you may not be aware at all that your blood pressure is high until you take the sphygmomanometer and then it is measured. So for some people, it's just routine check. They went to the hospital for something else and then they take their blood pressure and say, oh, your blood pressure is very high. Or they may just go run into a drugstore and they see free blood pressure check and they sit down there and they check their blood pressure and lo and behold, it is high. Mm. So it's very silent. One may not have any symptoms.
Yeah.
Yes, there are some symptoms that may warn us. Headache, constant headache, nervousness, not being able to rest, not sleeping, just having discomfort and so forth. And maybe frightened, maybe anxious, it's time to check the blood pressure and see what's going on.
Mm, yeah, I think it's important that perhaps we check it from time to time. By the way, how often one should one then check for this blood pressure?
Well, I would say anytime you run into a situation, maybe a drugstore, check your blood pressure. So once a month, you have the chance, check your blood pressure. And maybe once in a few months, 6 months, a year, check your blood pressure. As we are growing older, we should be aware of what our blood pressure really is. But if we have checked it before and it was high and we had to take measures to reduce it, then we need to check it again to be sure that all is well. So it's good to check our blood pressure as many times as we have the opportunity to do so.
Lovely. Now I'm glad you are saying that if one has taken measures, it leads me to the next question. Can this be reversed, or is it something that one must learn to live with and manage? Because I see some people are just saying, well, I've got blood pressure and I'm managing it, and I wonder if it's manageable or you can actually just reverse it and then you don't have to deal with it again.
The solution is to reverse it.
I see.
If it is not reversed and it is being managed, the high blood pressure is there. The fact is that the drugs do not reverse high blood pressure. It's managing it. I recall very well I was in a program where an Orthodox medical doctor was to speak before me, and she spoke about high blood pressure. And then I was to speak after her. Good thing that we are friends. And she talked about managing high blood pressure, how to take your medications, some things to control your diet, and so, well, you have to live with it. And I followed after her and said, no, my dear sister, you do not have to live with high blood pressure. It must go, because if it does not go, you're going to have a bad heart. It's going to affect the heart. And that means the life is shortened when it can go. The thing is that the fact is this, to reverse high blood pressure takes a lot of discipline. And that is what most of us cannot do.
Yes. So how...
Most of us... Go ahead.
Yeah. So what is it that one can do then to reverse it? Oh, my goodness. I'm worried, yeah?
Yeah. No, don't be worried. There are very simple things. And there are things that can be done. Stop smoking. You think it's easy to stop smoking?
No, not easy.
Those who already start, it's not easy. But they've got to stop smoking if you're going to stop high blood pressure. Can you eat less animal proteins or do away with it entirely? Meat, eggs, cheese, etc. Is that easy? No, it is not.
Not easy at all.
Can you reduce total calorie intake? Eat less? For instance, stay off the third meal. Eat two meals a day. Good breakfast. Good lunch. Can you imagine if people can do that?
Oh, my goodness.
Take enough natural antioxidant. That is 5 portions of fruit or vegetables per day. We say 5 cups. So if you cut your fruit that you eat with your breakfast, with your whole grain cereal, it should fill 5 cups. That is 8 16-ounce cup. That means you should eat like 4 or 5 bananas, good-sized bananas, maybe 1 apple, maybe some guava or papaya, a good size of fruit intake. Do you know what has happened to most of the fruits in Africa? They have cut them down. They don't consider them as food in many parts of my own country.
Yeah,
they cut them down. They build houses. They rent them because people are in need of houses. They want accommodation. So eating whole grains, whole fruit, whole vegetables, some seeds and some nuts, that is the way the diet should be if you are going to reverse high blood pressure.
Yeah.
2 or 3 cloves of garlic every day until the blood pressure has returned to normal, or take garlic extract or odorless pearls of garlic. Do you know what it takes to smell of garlic?
Oh, goodness, I know. I know. My goodness, you're...
But if you can't afford the odorless pearls or the extracts, you've got to take the raw garlic. And I always say, and I know because I had it, and I love the information that those who eat garlic, they live longer.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have to be antisocial. People, what's going on here? But it's wonderful. It's the best treatment for hypertension. In fact, those who have not left animal protein and they are still taking their garlics, they will still be able to calm down. The blood pressure will calm down if they do that. But if they are taking animal products or smoking or not taking enough water, let me call it. I don't want to say fluid. I want to say water. Then they need all that to make the blood flow properly. How about salt? If there's no salt in the food or very little salt, we don't like it. But we've got to reduce or eliminate to add salt to our food. Whole milk, cheese, butter, dairy product, they must go if we are going to get rid entirely of hypertension. So what can we use? Olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. Enough exercise, aerobic exercise, either walking briskly for up to 1 hour a day. Don't need to walk the hour at a stretch. A 10-minute break from work, stretch up and walk briskly around. A step up and down if the roads are dangerous to get to. And, of course, get to where you can sweat. Work on it that you can sweat. And then relax under the sun, early in the morning sun, late in the evening sun, and having a good night rest. Sleeping between 10 p.m. to 12 midnight is compulsory if we are going to get over high blood pressure, because that is when the body heals itself. Getting rid of all the high cholesterol foods, they come only from animal sources, of course. And I've already mentioned it in different ways. The reason why from the high fats, high triglycerides gets in the blood and so forth. But that's not enough. We must eat the good food, the antioxidants. And where do we get them from? Fruits, whole fruits, fresh fruits. Good fresh vegetables from good salad. Making right choices. Why did I say good salad? Because if we put salad dressing on our salad, and it's salad dressing that is heavy with oil, it's not going to do the heart any good. Let me not say a lot of good, any good. So our seeds, I used to like one salad that is made from cashew, cucumber, and a little bit of lemon with some sweetener, no added oil. If we add anything, maybe a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and that would be wonderful to help the heart, which we do need the fat, but we must get the fats in the seed and in the nuts, not the processed, free-flowing vegetable oils. Those ones just kink, affect our blood vessels, the arterial blood vessels especially. And then once they have problems, the pressure is high. So if we can do simple things like this, yes, simple things, but be disciplined about it and keep at it, high blood pressure will be a thing of the past.
Well, Doc, I must say that it's important. In fact, I haven't checked my blood pressure in a while. And as you are talking, I'm thinking, when last did I do it? I can't even remember. I think the last time I was not feeling well, perhaps sometime was last year or sometime. Yeah, and then I went to the doctor and then they checked the pressure that it was okay. But I think I must make a habit of actually checking it at least once a year so that, you know, we ensure that everything is fine there. Because, I mean, you're talking about hereditary, and I do know that my dad also had issues when he was still alive with the blood pressure. So yeah, something that one needs to check on there. Thank you so much, Doc. Eh?
You are welcome. It's my pleasure.
Have a fantastic Sabbath and good evening.
I wish you the same. The Lord bless you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.